This is not a show.
Is this a show or a zoo?
Well, this is the show. This is the show.
Really? This is super.
And that's what this show is really about.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Show? Show? Is it show? Show? Show?
Show me what you got.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Good morning. Oh, an incredible show for you today. Jobs, 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 and then more jobs. President Trump, in 1 month, in March, more than 250,000 new jobs. Unbelievable. More than 250,000 new jobs. And the media just keeps talking about, oh, the tariffs, and they're going to cost this, that. You're just like, shut up. You know, they've got to bitch about something now that the cost of eggs has gone down. Anyway, so we've got some great guests here for you. And then I also have some other great guests. One recorded interview that I have. Have you ever listened to anyone who drives a monster truck? And who's in the monster truck business? Well, have I got a special guest for you, special interview. I recorded yesterday. We're going to play that later on today. Also, the slobbering local media coverage of Tampon Tim. He was here in the Valley yesterday, and the newspapers, the billionaire Bob's newspaper, billionaire, he inherited the money, of course. Boy, they hate Trump so much. God, they gave him so much slobbering coverage, and the two TV stations slobbering coverage. Not one critical question, not out of one. So we're talking about that as well. And yes, we've got the audio for that. We've got everything going on here. But first, how would you like to have not just a great gig, but a great career? Well, have I got two special guests for you. Now, full disclosure, ECM Energy Services, I love this company. I've been speaking with Alex for a long time now, and Ann, who pretty much runs the place. She's the receptionist, but she's pretty much the brains of the operation, I think. In any event, and they said, look, we need help to get top quality people to be drivers, to be traffic controllers, and we need your help, Dimitri. And I said, well, yeah, sure, we can work this out. So full disclosure, ECM Energy Services is one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. They are advertisers, and I've asked them to come on the air to talk with you, not about, you know, a commercial, but instead about jobs, jobs, jobs. Because here in the Valley, one of the bitches I keep hearing is that we don't have enough good jobs here. We got to go to Pittsburgh, got to go to Columbus, we got to go to Timbuktu, to whatever, and this, that, and the other. Or some people who want good money, over-the-road drivers that they're not home every night. And ECM Energy Services can solve all of those problems and offer you great opportunities, even if you're not a college graduate, when it comes to traffic control and all that. So I've got two people here in the studio to talk with us, and you can see them on our Facebook Live stream. Dimitri is with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, and the last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, except you add a V to that. Go there. You can see the show. This is actually an interesting part of the show, because you're not looking at me talking into this microphone. You're actually seeing our two guests, and they're going to pretend like they're happy being here this morning with me. They're going to put on their best faces and charm, and just they're going to pretend that they like being here with me. And it's going to look fine, I hope to God. James Kyler and Riley McAndrews, thank you both so much for being here. How you doing this morning? Oh, wait, if I turn on your microphones, you'll probably sound better. And get closer into the microphone if you would there, Riley. Okay, great. So you're both doing okay?
Fantastic. Yes.
All right, we're off to a great start. The idiot doesn't even turn on your microphones. Cause, oh, my God. You have no idea what kind of this... Focus, focus, focus. Anyway, so first, a little bit about ECM Energy Services. Again, full disclosure, one of my clients. And but the story here is jobs, jobs, jobs. Great, great, great jobs, local jobs here in the Ohio Valley in your home every night. That's fantastic. So ECM Energy Services. James, let's start with you.
Yes, sir. So, no, great opportunities going on right now. We have just onboarded approximately in the past month five brand new 589 Peterbilts.
Onboarded. Now, I'm not in the trucking business, so I have no earthly idea what you just said. Speak so English.
We just
high school grad.
We just bought five brand new 589 Peterbilts.
Yes.
And brought them into the fleet, put them into service. So We're looking for qualified individuals to come.
Is Peterbilt a better brand manufacturer than some of the other trucks? Or are they all about?
Absolutely.
What makes
them
better? I have a lot of drivers who listen to this show, and they, of course, know all this stuff. Me, I'm an idiot. I barely know how to turn on your microphones. So help me understand why Peterbilt 589s are all that and so much more.
So got the opportunity last year to go to the Peterbilt manufacturer, and as they're building these assets, it's very family-like, and as each asset goes through the assembly line, these family members and friends into this tight-knit group, it's all hands-on. Each piece is inspected as it goes through. And then when it comes out, you have this finalized product that is solid, that is dependable. And
How long does a Peterbilt 589 last, or should last? 2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
In our industry, we have a life cycle. We try to keep them right around 5 to 6 years. It all depends on the miles that are put on them and the lease roads that we encounter.
These roads are probably about a year, I'm guessing.
Some
have you ever seen roads as crappy as what we have here in Belmont County? Ever, anywhere?
Well, they're getting better as we drive across them.
Yeah, you're mashing down all the gravel and everything and turning it into some sort of something or other. I don't know.
But they are truly, truly one of the top tier assets.
All right. Now, I got a question. You sent me a lot of information about you, and you're a Penn State fan.
I am.
Get the hell out of my studio, Penn State. Anyway, don't.
A little bit of West Virginia, too.
Oh, that, nice recovery. Riley knows. Yeah. By the way, Macaroni's not here. You didn't bring Macaroni today.
He's a little under the weather today.
Really?
Yeah, he had me up all night long.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so he's at home with his grandparents.
Oh, okay, great. Tell you what, either move up closer to the thing or move the microphone closer to your mouth so that we don't get that echo effect. More, a little bit more. All right, let's try that. All right, great. Now, regarding the Peterbilts, this one thing that jumped out at me, let's see, I marked it down here somewhere. Hold on, where the hell did I put this thing? Because this was an important question. All right, here. All Peterbilts, a new, just released 589s, all powered by Cummins, backed with a bulletproof transmission. Do people shoot at you?
No.
This is what it says. You sent me this. Bulletproof transmissions. I'm going, good Lord, they're fracking in the hood? What is this?
No. So the transmission, I'd love to go into detail, but it's kind of one of our secrets. But that transmission.
Well, not anymore. not today, it's not.
The transmission that we inspect is way over qualified for what we need. So as we're pulling some of these steep inclines, going into location or coming out, given that we have the hills and the valleys, that transmission really takes a lot of the thinking and shifting off of the driver. They are automatics. So
wow.
Automatic drivers. Hopefully you heard that. These are automatics. In the industry for a long time, automatics got the bad rap because they didn't have that torque. They didn't have that oomph to get them up out of that grade. They did things that they would shift incorrectly, but with today's technology and the transmission that we spec with this, it truly has set us apart from others.
It's a no-brainer, then?
It is.
I could drive one of those Peterbilts?
Absolutely.
You would not want to see that.
Absolutely.
You really would not want to see that.
And so, you know, again, I have senior drivers that have been driving for over 30 years, and, you know, they said, no way are you going to put me in an automatic. And now they said, you know, that truck's not too bad. Can I be assigned to that? That's
you want to call out some of these guys who gave you the hard time. What are their names? Come on, give me their name. Let them hear their name. Oh, you godless. Anyway, so what does ECM Energy Services do exactly here in the Valley? And then we'll get to the part about these fantastic, fantastic jobs.
Yep. So we haul produced water produced water from pad locations that are essentially they're done. They're completed. They've made it through the drilling, the fracturing. They're they're pumping out natural gas. Well, as that natural gas is pumped out, it also produces a byproduct, which is the produced water.
Is that wet gas or is that something else?
So there's wet gas and there's dry gas. Wet gas is more on the condensate side.
Okay.
So you get a little bit more of the oil with the natural gas, but it's still both still produced water.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bring up produced water, anybody that's in the water hauling, they're like, hey, produced water, that's a cleaner water. That's a we're going to go into location, hook up at a finished location, clean, nice, neat. Take that water, and we're going to either water share, take it to the customer's location that is currently fracturing, or take it to another customer that they are water sharing with, and essentially reuse that water.
You recycle all of this water.
Yeah.
All right, and this is brine water.
Yep.
And brine is just salt.
Yep. It's a higher content. So ocean water, if you think of it, parts per million, it's 19,000. So on the produced water side, it's like 150,000.
Okay, so very salty water.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But you recycle it from one, is it well pad to another?
Yep.
And why do you move it from one well pad to the other? Why does that second well pad need it and the first one no longer needs it?
So The first one is a finished location.
Yeah.
It's a byproduct of the natural gas. And then the next location that might be in the fracking stage, over time, they have learned how to reuse that water and essentially eliminate pulling from streams, rivers, lakes.
So it's environmentally friendly.
Yep.
And you recycle the brine water.
Yep.
That's fantastic. What are you going to do in recycling when you run out of well pads here in the area?
I don't believe they're going to run out.
Really? It's going to be that much?
there's some high projected numbers.
Really? So, like what?
From what I can see for rig counts, and these are all projections, this year they're looking at a rig count of 36. Next year they're looking at a rig count of 76, and that's in the tri-state area.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Now, is that a reflection of people thinking that the Trump economy is going to be that good, or does that have nothing to do with the economics of the country?
I believe that plays in there a little bit, but definitely as the opportunity arises for us to, you know, market that natural gas, but also as the demand comes in with AI technology and these different building and structures that are going to be needed to utilize that natural gas. And I just seen, I believe in Indiana, PA, they just took down a power plant and they're looking at building a natural gas power plant.
Oh,
so
my.
The demand is only going to continue to increase.
This is fantastic. Great. Yeah. Now, Riley, I want to get to you next. We've got a short break coming up here. You deal more with traffic control, right? Like air traffic controllers except ground traffic controllers, right?
Yeah. So I bring on the drivers and the traffic control folks. So
both.
I do a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah. So
right.
I'm on a little bit of both sides for sure. So it's new to me, the water hauling side.
Mm-hmm.
I was in traffic control previously for about 2 years or so, and now I'm onto the water side. So it's been an interesting learning curve for sure.
I'll bet. And both of you, don't want to oversell this, you have incredible jobs that need to be filled by my listeners, and you pay top dollar, and your benefits are unreal. The commercials that we're running, as a matter of fact, we had so much information about all your benefits. We had to speed it up. That part of the commercial, I swear to you, we actually did. We had to speed it up. Our Aaron, who's our incredible production guy, said, we need to speed it up to get it all into 60 seconds. So it's like gibberish. But it's that, the benefits are that great. Okay. So if you are looking not just for a new gig, but a new career, ECM Energy Services, a proud client of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local.